In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a celebration of Sunday after Christmas, or after the Nativity of the Lord. And in this holiday, we are remembering the relatives of the Lord according to the flesh that he had taken from his mother, the Virgin Mary. And the relatives, her relatives were, first of all, we remembered in the service yesterday, of course, King David, because she comes from the lineage of King David. And then we remember also Saint Joseph, who had taken her to protect her and keep her virginity. And then the brother of Christ, as he was called, because he was the son of Joseph from his first marriage, and because he was a widow when he taken the future mother of God under his care. And in the gospel today, we heard, of course, a horrible situation. First of all, that when the Lord was born, shortly after that, Herod decided he has to kill the child. And when counters of the stars that came to venerate the Lord and looked and wanted to know the three kings and wanted to know where the Lord, the king of Israel, was born, and he sent them to Bethlehem. He found out that he's supposed to be born in Bethlehem. And what happened is that the angels told him not to go back and not to report to Herod, because the angels, of course, knew that he had wanted to immediately to destroy the Lord. And so they didn't come back to him. When he saw that he was tricked, or that they didn't come back to him, they didn't listen to his orders, then he got boiling mad and they decided he's going to kill the baby Jesus by killing all the children, all the little babies that were born from 2 years on down to the smallest in all the area of Bethlehem. And there were 14,000 of them destroyed, and they were all killed. And this is what we heard in today's gospel. We heard how the angel appeared to Joseph to take Jesus, the baby Jesus, with his mother, to take him to another country away from Herod. And they went at night, they left at night and went to Egypt. And the Holy Father say that in Egypt, when they went to Egypt, many of the idols fell down and crumbled by the presence of the Lord and the Mother of God and the Holy Family. My beloved, and they stayed there until the execution of all those babies were done. And then Herod, after a while, dies. And the angel comes to Saint Joseph and tells him that they can go back, for that Herod that was looking to kill baby Jesus is no longer there. And they went back. But then when they heard that his son had become the new king, they have decided to go and to move to Nazareth. And so that's why the Lord was called the Nazarene, because that's where he was raised, in that town. And he was a son, according to the people, as they thought, he was a son of the carpenter. And of course, he was helping the carpenter and worked with his hands for a time until the maturity came, according to the rules at that time. It had to be 30 years. And then he went and went first to the, as you know, that he went first to the desert and fasted for 40 days and went through it. And the enemy attacked him, and then after that he went to, and of course he conquered the enemy, and with all the temptations. And then he went, and for us he went to John the Baptist, and he baptized the Lord, and that was, then he started, went out Santo started to preach the salvation for us. And what was he preaching mainly? He was preaching that the kingdom of heaven has come, and that we all can have, we can make it to the kingdom of heaven. Well, let's see what happened to it. First of all, let's go back to that Herod had destroyed 14,000 little babies, and the Holy Father said it to us, and thus the Lord made it in such a way that these 14,000 babies become angels. They went to heaven, and if they would have been left here on earth, then in all probability, many of them may have been involved in a terrible cry out to Pilate to take and crucify him, as those survivors had done. And so the Lord had saved all of them through having them executed and making angels. Of course, the mothers were crying all over the area of Bethlehem and wailing and be so sorry. But if they would have thought about the kingdom of heaven, that their little babies, they made it to kingdom of heaven, they could have rejoiced. And some of them probably did. It was open to them about the kingdom of heaven. And are we thinking about the kingdom of heaven, or are we oblivious of it? Well, to my greatest sorrow, we're so engulfed in all the mundane things of the world. We're so involved in the worldly affairs, and today in the affairs of the not only through the television, but now through the internet, we are constantly being pulled in to think of everything but the kingdom of heaven. And this is, of course, not a thing that we should do. We should try to get out from this sea of mundane worries and things, and we should be paying more attention to the fact that we have to try to correct our ways and live in such a way as to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, we make the biggest mistake because we just lose sight of our Lord, and yet we know where the teachings of the church of the Lord is everywhere present and fills all things. He's always with us, but he will never let us feel his embrace unless we want it. And how can we want his embrace when we are so much involved in everything else but the scripture and but the prayer and the communication with the heavenly dwellers? And our guardian angel is called guardian angel because he guards us. But again, he is not going to force himself on us. He wants us to be aware of his presence and wants us to cry for help when we need the help. The Lord is always willing to help us, but he wants it to be that he won't be forced, that he is not forcing himself on us, that because he loves us, he wants us to love him. Do you and I, can we really say to ourselves that we love him more than anything else? Because that's what we have to do. We have to love the Lord more than even our mothers or the closest, whoever we may have. The first love has to be to our Lord. We have to love him with all our heart and mind and soul and might, and the neighbors as ourselves. And of course, if we love the neighbor just for the body, it's not good enough. We have to love our neighbor for his soul, for the eternal soul, because the body is going to be put in the ground and is going to wait the resurrection. But the soul is going to be, when it's going to be taken, and if it's not purified while here on earth, then we're not going to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. So the real love should be for the soul of our loved ones, of all our relatives and all those who are in any place else. And we have to learn to fulfill what the Lord said, that to not only love your neighbor, but also to love your enemy. We have to learn to pray. And to pray, it has to be real. The prayer has to come from the heart. My beloved, if you work on yourself, and if I work on ourselves, God will give us a real prayer, the prayer that is going to come from the heart, which will absolutely be connected then with tears, the tears of repentance, and then the tears of joy. later on when we will recognize that we are truly conversing with our Lord, with the Mother of God, with the angels, and with all the saints. And this is a joy that nobody can take it away if we start to receive that. The widening of the heart during the prayer. It's not possible to even to explain the joy that when the widening of the heart becomes, when it engulfs the whole world, all of God's creation with the love, and because our heart has that kind of a ability to do, and because that's when the Lord visits our heart, and that's when He makes His abode in our heart, and then nobody can pull us away from Him. Watch out for irritation, for irritation is a sign that the enemy is close, and do not ever fall into depressions, as it is called today, because from the depression the enemy wants to pull us even further down, and this is to finally lose all kinds of hope for anything good in the future, and he wants us to commit suicide. That's what the enemy is the greatest wish for everyone, but it starts from depressions. Do not allow the depression to ever come into your heart. Fight the depressions. Know that that comes from the enemy. It first starts with irritations. Then we start being displeased with everything that's around us. And then finally we say to ourselves, we can't live like that. Everything is so horrible. And then we don't want to continue to live. And then, of course, we have totally abandoned the Lord. Depression, when it hits you or me, we have to recognize that at that time what we have done is we are denying the presence of the Lord and the presence of goodness and the love that He has for us, and we are in a sense saying, I don't believe that God even exists, and this is the worst thing that can happen to us. This is not why Christ came to this world especially to show us the great love that He has for us, and He proved that love by the fact that He had died for us and took up our sins upon the cross and died for us, and then resurrected Himself and took all those prophets and all those saints except for the two, the Elijah that was taken up in heaven alive, and Enoch, and they took everybody out of the Hades or the hell, whatever some people call it, and brought him in to heaven and resurrected many people that came in and appeared even in Jerusalem. Our God is God of love, and He wants us to love Him in return, so that we'll be able to have the joy filled, not only here temporarily, but that we will have it eternally. And to get the joy eternally, you and me have to learn to love the Lord. If we love the Lord and the heavenly dwellers, then we will be thinking more of them and less of the temporary things, and we'll strive to make sure that we clean up our heart and take away all the things that are hindering us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. So let's approach our Lord now, as we're still celebrating the Nativity of the Lord. As a small baby, He lived, and let's approach Him and His mother and beg them and continue to ask them to take care of us, so that we'll make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.